Hi, this is Roshan and welcome to Shift Left. Shift Left is my attempt to form a counterculture to the popular beliefs around us, which seem to be failing at scale. Each of my episodes picks up on one such belief or value and explores its impact with some deep research. I recommend you enjoy these episodes with a hot cup. I'm extremely thrilled to announce that my debut book, Shift Left, A Counterculture Narrative Towards Emotional Well-being, is out now on Amazon India and Amazon all across the world in paperback and Kindle formats. Do pick your copy today. Feel free to reach out to me, read my blogs and listen to my podcast on roshanshetty.com. Hi and welcome to Shift Left. I wish each of our listeners a great festive season. May we all continue to derive the inspiration from these events, which are so necessary for our well-being. I also thank my readers for the response on Shift Left, which was launched exactly a month ago. You have no clue on the amount of motivation I gained from your comments, your posts, and feedbacks. In Shift Left, I have written and constantly emphasized on how we choose an occupation or project that we wish to suffer for. When we do that, we do not mind the hours put into it, the rework required to get better, and the research to understand what we want to do. When we reach this stage of flow, we can term that suffering as our passion. A passion as a term gives our endeavors a drastically positive vibe, which pushes us towards excellence. For it doesn't matter on the number of things we want to do in this one life, but what matters is how we attain excellence in executing that task. Excellence as defined not by us, but to the one whom we are serving. This is our biggest win, however small or great that task might be. Passion in a popular culture can vary considerably amongst people. The term passion for a child might be in 10 different things that they keep doing. In a focused adult, it might just be that one vision for which she strives all her life. But in general, how do we come to understand and inculcate passion in all our tasks? Now for this, I have been able to get hold of an expert in the field of driving passion. Tanas Horamuz is a Meraki coach, health and wellness expert, along with being involved in voiceovers, being a marathon mom, a communication specialist, and a neurologist, and a Reiki master. Now, I have undergone Reiki sessions in the past to treat my own anxiety and panic attacks, so have an idea about that. Now, Tanas lives the philosophy of Meraki, which she will detail out in this interview. I am so happy to have this multi-talented and versatile professional on the show. So without further ado, welcome to Shift Left, Tanas. Great to have you with us, and tell us, how have you been?
Hello everyone. Hi Roshan. I am doing great and living life to the fullest. I hope that you and everyone listening to us are safe and doing the same. I am wishing you all a very happy Dussehra. May we celebrate every moment of our lives just the way we celebrate festivities. It is such a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me here, Roshan. It feels awesome, and I am super excited to talk about the work I do with Meraki, of course.
Thank you so much. Well, let's get started with the interview. Now, when I heard Meraki, I was so intrigued to understand and know what it is exactly. So please explain to us the philosophy of Meraki. How did you get acquainted with it? And what was it that pulled you into it?
So Meraki actually is a Greek word. It is a lifestyle which simply describes the love, creativity, passion, absolute dedication, and undivided attention in whatever you do. So it is the essence of yourself in your work. And I resonate with the word so strongly because this is exactly how I function. Meraki has been the underlying principle of my life all throughout, right from taking care of my family to my inner circle, my corporate career, health, fitness, activities revolving around social and spiritual causes, and holistically empowering individuals to realize their goals with passion and absolute devotion. Well, when I talk about its inception, it took me a while. Whenever I would greet people, maybe at the garden or, you know, at work, I would simply say, "Hello, how are you?" And they would reply with, "I'm okay. Yeah, life is okay. Yeah." So a very normal kind of a reciprocation I got. And I longed to come across high energies, over the top kind of expressions. And it takes that fervor to make an ordinary life extraordinary. I saw people too serious with a strong quest to accomplish, as if going on a war. There was too much of planning happening. Even fun is planned these days. Certificates, promotions, awards, accolades are all celebrated. What about excitement to bring in the new day? How about celebrating being alive the next morning? Yeah? So we celebrate getting married max for a year or two. After that, it becomes a yearly affair of celebrating the wedding anniversary. But in that year, how many times have we celebrated moments of togetherness, of that bond, friendship, and then we call that a lifetime of union? How boring is that? It is not about celebrating that victory shield. It is about valuing the other person. Life, relationships, knowledge, health, and these beautiful, moments, they are flowering plants. They need to be loved, spoken to, hugged, watered every single day, or they are gone. That's when I came up with Meraki. When you treat your body with Meraki, would you ever abuse it? Would you stuff it with unhealthy junk? No, it's just when we take things for granted, that is when we tend to neglect or oversee them. So my mantra for life has been self-empowerment along with health and wellness. I believe in the power of the mind, body, and soul in complete harmony. My coaching has empowered individuals overcome their emotional and health challenges, building an inspirational Meraki community. In the process since last year. So I'm also part of a greater cause now called Obesity Free Nation, which has enabled over 3,000 holistic transformations.
Well, Tanaz, let me admit that I see the Meraki effect in the poise and calm with that answer which you gave on explaining Meraki. And it is so important on the issue which you mentioned, on having unplanned fun, on having not being serious in each and every task that we do, because excellence cannot be attained in absolute planning. It's a journey, and you learn on the way. I totally agree with you on that. Now, you mentioned about doing things with extreme passion and purpose. How does this lifestyle differ from the Japanese philosophy of Ikigai? Because I read Ikigai and I also did a review on the book. I do not see much of a difference with Ikigai, but maybe with you as a Meraki coach, you would be able to chalk it out for us.
So, Ikigai is purpose-driven, and Meraki is achieving that purpose with passion. So, for example, we are doing this interview and we are doing it with Meraki. You as the interviewer and I am the interviewee. Both of us are so passionate and, so involved in it that we are going to walk that extra mile. We are going to give it our best shot. So this is the difference. So doing this interview is our purpose. And how do we get there? With passion.
Great. Now, let me get into these dynamics of passion, the science of passion. What do you do when you have to follow your passion, but then sometimes hit this phase that you won't be able to continue with it? The point when you feel this is going nowhere, as most of us often get that sense with our projects or beliefs or ventures. You know, we want to do something with great passion, but then we just find we are run out of resources or we don't have the inclination to do that. What do you do then?
See, the key is to act and move without expectations. You jump up to opportunities, but you sit back patiently for the results. You would not necessarily get the results you've desired, but gracefully accepting people, situations, and results the way they are plays a vital role. As said in the Bhagavad Gita, we are not here to control the world, but to appreciate a constantly changing world. The only thing that can be controlled is your own response and not reaction to the outside stimuli. There are ways and means to get to this acceptance state and re-energizing yourself through meditation, yoga, and holistic techniques. You strive with more Meraki and vigor to master the same and get the desired results, or you change the course and master it.
You know, Taraz, you touched upon a very profound term of response and stimuli, and that reminds me to one of my favorite quotes by Viktor Frankl, who was in the Auschwitz camp, who mentioned in his book, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies a growth and a freedom. Now, this is such a powerful quote and an understanding about life, our emotions, that we often tend to ignore, which you have rightly highlighted also with the essence of Gita and the Mahabharata, which says that, you know, we need to constantly evolve and anticipate and, you know, accept the change which is happening around us, because that change will not always be in our favor. Great. So tell me, what transformation have you personally witnessed with the essence of practicing Meraki?
So as I've said earlier, Meraki is the base of everything I do. I give my 100% to the broad spectrum of projects I'm working on. This ensures I'm productive and constructive. My experience has made me realize that there is a stark difference between being passionate about and being interested in. So for example, if I like playing badminton, I will treat it like a hobby, or it'll be maybe a way to keep fit. So because I'm just inclined towards it. But when I am passionate about badminton, that is the time it will become maybe my career, my profession. I might be the next Saina Nehwal. So giving your 100% is mindfully living in the now, not dwelling in the past, nor focusing on the future. What you do today decides your future. With Meraki, life has been magical and fulfilling in all the key areas of my life, specifically health and relationships. I am empowering individuals to live their lives with this same approach.
Excellent. Now, understanding the essence of Meraki, how do you think this can be embedded in early life of our kids?
It's a lovely question. Children these days don't have to be taught. They learn and express what they see and observe. The best we can do is to lead by example. When parents follow Meraki in their lives, children are bound to absorb and radiate the same. I am in the process of writing my book on Meraki, which will be easy to understand and relate to. It will be meant for all age groups and a part of different genres.
Further to speaking about kids and the future, in Shift Left, I have proposed a lifestyle for the future to deal with technology by building our emotional intelligence. What hacks can you give to lead a meaningful and happy life for us and for the coming generations?
Social media and technology can never give you bliss moments. They can make you happy or sad. These are temporary, whereas bliss is the permanent state. Focus on creating those bliss moments for self and along with family. This can work wonders. Sit and discuss ideas, projects openly. Let everyone participate and brainstorm. Inclusion begins at home and then moves to Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the world is a family. This builds a great camaraderie within the family and outside, where everyone is motivated and envisaging a growth mindset, working towards achieving their goals. This breeds accountability, responsibility, focus, which will help all to unleash their full potential, leading to exponential success and living, not just leading a fulfilling life. My focus has always been inner and outer well-being. To cater to individual needs, we have yoga and meditation sessions every morning, in which we practice different forms of exercises, breath work and meditation, from mindful to chakra meditation. Not many are aware that we can actually balance these chakras, which are responsible for our well-being, like the Anahata chakra, located at the heart region. It takes care of our emotions. These techniques have to be practiced under proper guidance and care for optimum benefits and no adverse effects. Food and nutrition is customized as per individual body requirements. My 10-week coaching program for inner transformation is very popular due to its proven and powerful tools, assessments and techniques, which are 100% result-oriented.
Excellent, Tanaz. Well, your answers and your interview has been so insightful for us to understand the philosophy of Meraki, because I was so inquisitive and curious to understand what exactly this philosophy means. How do we practice it? How do we bring it into our daily lives? I think your answers clarifies a lot to us. And let me tell you, in spite of reading so many books and texts, I do feel motivated and I look forward to bring that passion, the amount of focus, as you have mentioned, into my daily work when I write or I interact or I speak or I coach someone. Thank you so much, Tanaz, for these insightful answers. Anything else that you would like to speak to the listeners today? Anything else that you would love to add?
Roshan, I love the idea behind Shift Left. Shift Left is all about the need for emotional intelligence to supersede artificial intelligence and therefore aim to leave behind a legacy. Do reach out to me for amazing transformations, the perfect balance and harmony. The pandemic has made us realize the critical need of balance and harmony, where a low life condition will drag you further and a high life condition will elevate your energies at all times. Having the right state of mind, the perfect health and body, immunity, and an optimistic approach are very essential.
It was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Tanaz. Thank you so much to take out the time and throw some light on the philosophy of Meraki. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Roshan. I have thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. Goodbye, everyone. Love and light to all.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of Shift Left. I look forward to your feedback and questions on the episode. Do leave a voice message on the podcast and I will definitely get back to you. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and your loved ones.